Hi, this is Ava from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI automation and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, June 10th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. The founder of Chinese telecom equipment maker Huawei has dismissed worries that the company will be squeezed by U.S. export controls. In an interview with The People's Daily, a government mouthpiece, Huawei's founder said the firm is finding workarounds to improve its chip performance, which are still one generation behind those made by its U.S. peers. He was also upbeat on China's AI industry, saying that the country's electric grid capacity is a solid foundation for AI development. You can hear more about how U.S. companies are fighting potential roadblocks to competitiveness with China on data center power in tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast, right here in this feed. Elsewhere, Uber and self-driving car startup Wayve Technologies are launching trials of fully autonomous vehicles on public roads in London. They chose the British capital because its road layouts and traffic laws are significantly different from U.S. locations where testing has so far been done. There's no targeted date for trials to begin. The U.K.'s transportation secretary said the government is fast-tracking pilots of self-driving cars to next spring. Uber and Wayve said the London tests will make it easier to deploy autonomous vehicles across European markets. And finally, the journal exclusively reports several U.S. government agencies tracked foreign nationals coming and going to Elon Musk's properties in 2022 and 2023, according to people familiar with the matter. An investigation by Homeland Security and the Justice Department focused on people visiting the tech billionaire from Eastern European nations and others who might have been trying to influence him. Until last week, Musk was one of President Trump's closest advisors. The current status of the investigation couldn't be determined, as chief executive of SpaceX, which has worked with national security agencies for years, Musk has top-secret security clearance, which gives him access to some national security secrets. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Wednesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.